You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
Boom. I always look like I got AIDS after I shave. Don't worry, boys. It's just monkeypox. It's just monkeypox. And speaking of people with monkeypox and AIDS, let's go talk about Joe Biden, because Donald Trump, that dastardly blah-blah-bluff, I can't believe that he's making demands that Joe Biden take a drug test before a debate. Didn't he already use that line? Well, it's a line that's effective because Joe Biden's clearly on drugs. He's sleepy fucking Joe Biden is clearly on drugs. He gets a line, right? And then he gets lost. And then gets angry again. And thus, this is what the mainstream media press and left wing is all upset about. They're all indignant over this on X. Created that this is how Blottle Blump is going to get his weasel way out of the debates, because of course Joe Biden's not going to take a drug test. That's tough. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The dude who had cocaine in the White House that nobody got arrested for, by the way. Man, that's a weird thing. Yeah, the dipshit who had cocaine in his fucking White House. It's insane to ask him for a drug test. Fuck you. Daily Beast over here. Trump still stuck in 2020. Recycles his tired drug test demand. First of all, it was a joke. It's a joke. Donald Trump has already accepted. Donald Trump has said, yes, let's do it. All right. He threw down the gauntlet. Joe Biden waited 3 fucking weeks while his dipshit diversity hires in the Oval Office tried to whip up a reason for him to not leave or avoid these debates, something like this. It took 3 weeks for these fucking idiots to go, fuck, all right, let's put together a 13-second clip with 8 fucking edits in it where
make my day, pal. I'll debate you. I'll even do it twice.
15 fucking cuts in that, right? This is a joke. Donald Trump has accepted. And the only person looking to weasel their way out of anything is Joe Biden, because Donald Trump has accepted. He said, let's do 4 debates. All right, let's do 1 on Fox News. And Joe Biden has said, no, I ain't doing the 1 on Fox News. And then Trump said, well, let's do the VP one too. And then Joe Biden's team said, no, we ain't doing the VP one. I wouldn't be so concerned about Donald Trump looking for ways to weasel out of a debate over it. And then these fucking idiots, especially these DeSantis goofballs, will scream, DeSantis didn't win 1 fucking county. DeSantis didn't win 1 fucking county in the 1 caucus that he competed in. Sit your fucking goofball asses up with your tiny shoes, you fucking weirdos. Donald Trump represents 80 plus million people. He's the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. You don't get to not debate him if you're the Democrat shitbag running for that office. That's dumb. They're not remotely the same. Just because somebody says debate me doesn't mean you have to debate them. If they can't win 1 fucking county, you don't have to debate them. It's fine. Shut the fuck up, weirdos. You're as insane as lefties. The only thing better than liberal tears are DeSantis fucking goofball tears. Fucking morons. Anyhow, here is Donald Trump making a joke, and the mainstream media press and DeSantis goofballs trying to manipulate this and turn it into, oh, this is, look, he's making crazy demands. He's making crazy demands? This is a joke. He's already accepted. It's on. It's happening. He was making fun of your dipshit candidate. Notice how they don't write articles about Joe Biden's demands. Joe Biden demands that these debates, he's only going to do 2 of them, that they're held on favorable networks. Joe Biden demands that you have water-carrying lapdog dipshits from CNN like horse-faced Dana Bash as a moderator. They want 15 fucking moderators to jump down Donald Trump's voice. They want to be able to turn off Donald Trump's mic. They don't want an audience. They don't want 81 million votes. Doesn't want a live audience. These are wild, crazy. These are actual fucking demands from this shithead goofball who shits himself. And he ain't writing articles about that. Donald Trump makes a joke and you write articles about that. Because fuck you, scumbags. That's why. William Villancourt over here with a rainbow dildo crayon up his butthole, frantically typing that, oh my God, I can't believe that blah, 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 thing that Joe Biden needs to take a drug test.
Fucking dumb asshole roundhead. But there you have it, boys. The mainstream media press all upset that Donald Trump pointing out that Joe Biden is a chemical cocktail walking. Barely, by the way. Fucking barely. With all the adrenochrome, the adrenaline, cocaine, and God knows what else they pumping into that dipshit fucking skin job over there. Asshole still can't walk, shuffles everywhere, loses to fucking steps, can't close cardboard boxes, and gets lost on a fucking stage. And then screams like a fucking madman!
And then whispers like this.
Because he's fucking high as a kite. He's high as balls. He's way higher than Hunter Biden and P. Diddy if they had a fucking kid. That doesn't make any sense. Shut up.
But that's what you're seeing over here. So, hey, Daily Beast. And your lapdog call me fucking writers over here. I can't wait for AI to destroy you. I can't wait for all of the fuckers writing stupid propaganda like this to be pouring me. Well, I was going to say a cup of coffee, but I don't buy coffee from these shithead fucking places that pour me coffee. I make my own coffee. Blackoutcoffee.com, boys. Blackoutcoffee.com. Promo code Salty saves us some money. But you know what I'm talking about. Fuck you. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support in general. We kept up to date on the scumbag shitheads. Carrying water for Joe Biden. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.